All right, our next guest, one of the great film directors of our time. He's also a friend. He's got a new movie out. Spike Lee, my brother, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Got an Academy Award winner on, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? At the beginning of this year, if you would have told me that we were going to have a pandemic where people were, you know, going to be at home, quarantined in their houses, and then we were also going to have race tensions at an all-time high, and then they said Spike Lee was going to be at odds with the Knicks, I would have said, no way that Spike Lee could be at odds with the Knicks. I might have believed the other two things, but man, what a year we're having, Spike.
2020 has not been a good year.
Where are you as far as your relationship with the Knicks? Are you back in? Are you supporting the New York Knicks?
I said that, you know, when we had the whole brouhaha, that I would not return for any more games the rest of the regular season. And in a way, I kind of predicted that because of the pandemic. The league is coming back. The Knicks will not be one of the teams to resume the season. So we have a new GM, Leon Rose, and so we'll see what happens. Got to hire a coach, and we'll see what happens.
At least you got a year to think about it. Spike Lee, our guest, make sure you follow him on the gram, at Official Spike Lee. He's also on Twitter. He's got a brand new movie hitting Netflix today. It's called The Five Bloods. I'll get into that, but first I want to bring up your movie from 89, because everybody loves Do the Right Thing, and it couldn't be more relevant today. Some 30 years, hard to believe.
Let's think about this, though. I wrote that script in 1988, shot in 88. It came out in 89. That's 31 years ago, and it's like the film is still relevant.
It's crazy.
Today, it's 31 years old.
Has there been any progress, though, Spike? When you were filming that, and then now you think about you were on the set of The Five Bloods, has it gotten better over these 30 years, or has it gotten worse?
Well, it got better with 8 years Obama, but we've gone all the way to the other side. And when I saw Eric Garner with I Can't Breathe, and now our brother, King George Floyd, I automatically thought of Ray Raheem. And that film came out in 1981. And I know Ray Raheem is a fictional character, but it was based upon someone who died by a chokehold, Michael Stewart, who was a graffiti artist in New York City. If things that we're just in a turbulent time, but I am enthusiastic by the demonstrations, peaceful demonstrations. People are marching. People gone to the streets for Black Lives Matter. And a lot of these people aren't even black, aren't even black or brown, which is, I think, a very positive thing.
Right now, we are joined by the great Spike Lee. He has a brand new movie hitting Netflix starting today, June 12th. It's called The Five Bloods. I got to tell you, Spike, this movie, when I saw the trailer, man, this is a new kind of lens, because I'm seeing it throw back to some really authentic looking shots of Vietnam. And then I'm seeing it fast forward to modern day times. Tell us a little bit more about this story, about these four African-American veterans, The Five Bloods.
Thank you. This film is about takes place today. Four elderly, middle-aged black men, Vietnam vets, who returned to Vietnam today to find the remains of their squad leader, bring him back, lay his remains at Arlington Cemetery. The squad leader is played by Chadwick Boseman, Mr. Black Panther. And the twist to the film is that if they know that his remains is buried amongst gold bars. So when you see this film, ladies and gentlemen, you won't have to work very hard to make the connection what you've seen in this film to why people are marching in the streets all over this world. There is a direct correlation and connection between the two.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are upset, especially those who have grandparents or those who actually fought in Vietnam and say African Americans were on the front lines only to return to a country in which they weren't exactly treated as such for fighting for our freedoms. And I think you will see a lot of the truths in the new movie, The Five Bloods, of course, directed by my man Spike Lee. A lot has been made about Colin Kaepernick and his kneeling, and some sides seem to want to make it about the American flag. When you see the 50 stars and the stars and the stripes and the tradition of standing for the national anthem, what do you see when you see the American flag, you personally, Spike Lee?
I see a broken promise. I see, and this is something that's in the film, where Chadwick's character tells his fellow Bloods about how black folks have been fighting for this country from the very beginning. For example, the first person to die for this country ever in the American Revolutionary War at the Boston Massacre was a black man. His name is Crispus Attucks. From the very beginning, black people have been fighting for this country. So with the whole Kaepernick thing, what they did is change the narrative. Kaepernick's protesting was about why are people, is the same thing why people are marching in the streets all over the world today. It had nothing to do with, the facing the American flag or disrespecting the armed forces. That whole narrative got twisted. And then the other day, Commissioner Goodell of the No Freedom League comes out with an apology that doesn't even mention the person that jump-started all this, all what we have. How do you do that?
Seems to be a disconnect somewhere for sure.
Big. And that's not like something like they just forgot. That was intentional to include his name.
I know that you are a New York guy through and through. And obviously, I think that the crime on George Floyd, very heinous. Hopefully, these guys will get convicted. But I am seeing police officers in New York crying out. Some of them, I think, very respectable. When you look back on 9/11, the NYPD was put on a pedestal for their response and helping the fine people of New York. It seems like in current times, I understand that right now feelings are really hot and heated. But what would you say to the community out there that is attacking police officers? And do you believe that this is the Black Lives Matter movement being hijacked by possibly another movement? Because I really do have compassion and concern for the police officers that are doing the right thing.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think anyone should attack police officers. But a police officer should not be knocking over a guy like I've seen again and again in Buffalo. Did you see the footage of that?
Very sad. The old man gets pushed over.
The man has brain. He's got brain damage.
And then the fact that they just kind of stepped over him like Tyronn Lue got stepped over by AI. It was almost kind of like they did it and they were proud of it. That's the problem I had with it. If you're trying to get order and peace,
but it is acts like that that aren't helping the image of the police. The reason why people are marching all over the world is that people saw the last 8 minutes and something seconds of King George Floyd, a man who was crying out for his deceased mother, a man who was saying, I can't breathe. And we heard that earlier from Eric Garner. People want the police to change. Now, listen to me very carefully, please. Another thing that's been twisted, this thing to fund the police. This has been turned around with the semantics, and people saying people are saying, get rid of police, we have no police at all. That is not what the fund the police is about. So we need change, and that's why people are in the streets all over the world. Black Lives Matter.
We're joined by the legendary Spike Lee. Make sure you check him out on the gram at Official Spike Lee. He also is active on Twitter at Spike Lee. The new movie is The Five Bloods. It's streaming now on Netflix. Get around the TV this weekend and check it out. It really has a great message. You keep referring to George Floyd as King George Floyd. I know there is a small percentage of people out there that have the perspective that say that he's neither a martyr or a hero, but they hope his family get justice. Your thoughts on some of the people out there that look at George Floyd like he maybe shouldn't be looked at as a hero?
Well, those people say that probably think that he had it coming, that he should have died because supposedly he was passing a bogus $20 bill. So I'm not really concerned about those people. Those people probably said, like, you know, I'm not worried about that because for me, he's a saint and his life is not going to be in vain. And people, as I go to this again, people all over the world are chanting his name. People all over the world are chanting Black Lives Matter who aren't black and brown people. His life will not go in vain, and I know for sure in my heart that changes are going to be made and how police go about their business because of King George Floyd.
Let's talk about something a little more fun. How about some basketball? How about some music? We're down to our last couple minutes here with the Academy Award-winning Spike Lee. Who is your favorite Knick of all time? You've been courtside for a long time.
Walt Frazier.
Easy, done. How about Patrick Ewing? Where does he rank among the all-time centers? Of course, our station, owned by the great Shaquille O'Neal. You hear Olajuwon's name thrown around. You hear
Kareem. All those guys, Olajuwon, Shaquille, Patrick. And, you know, Olajuwon beat Patrick twice in the finals. Look, Patrick's my guy. I mean, I was with Patrick when he's at Georgetown. Close friend, too. And I'm so happy he's recovering from the virus, coronavirus. So, look, I'm blessed to be born when I was. So I was seeing, I think, the pinnacle of basketball from courtside at Madison Square Garden for many of my years going there.
And then finally, I want to talk a little bit of music with you because I got to say this. Every movie you have, the soundtracks are on point. When it comes to putting these together, is this something that you have a music man on the side that just helps you pick these soundtracks?
No,
it it all you?
I know my music.
You're on it, Spike.
And I like to say, in this film, The Five Bloods, the album we use is one of the greatest albums ever. Marvin Gaye's What's Going On.
Still relevant for the time
Marvin's
today.
Marvin's music, his songs and album are throughout the whole film, The Five Bloods.
What's Spike Lee been listening to here in the last couple of weeks during these trying times? Is music still an escape for you? Is that a big part of your life?
Yes, I've been listening to Marvin Gaye's What's Going On because everything he's saying, singing the film, is going on. Everything he's saying in his album now is going on today. Marvin was a prophet.
Still is to this day. And that's the smoothest groove you can put on for anybody. All races love to get down to some Marvin Gaye. Thank you so much for your time, Spike Lee, and we'll be checking out the new movie, The Five Bloods.
Tell my guy Shaq, Spike says what's up.
All right, Spike,
let's
be good.
Let's set up now. Thank you very much.
All right, brother, be good.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Judge us simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. Can't see what's going on. Yeah.
Right on.